Hey, welcome in to Arrive at 5, the podcast of Pointless Lists and Banter. I am one of your hosts, Blair.
I'm David.
And we are stoked to finally be bringing you the inaugural Arrive at 5 podcast. Man, it seems like we have talked about making this podcast happen for years, it seems like.
For a long time, real long time.
And every time we talked about it, I think we originally just got stumped on the fact that we didn't have a podcast name. So for a long time, that was our limiting factor. We initially wanted the name The Grab Bag Podcast. We thought that'd be clever, but it was taken.
Yeah, we even thought about Two's Company, Three's a Crowd, but a little too cliche. Not sure about that. Yeah.
We had the Happy Hour Podcast. I don't remember what was wrong with that one. I guess we decided against it for some reason.
And we definitely went back and forth trying to combine our names on it. Like something like the David and Blair Show.
Yeah. This bitch always wanted his name to come first, though. So then we couldn't agree on that. And then...
Hey, well, no. This is coming from the guy who suggested the Blair and David Show. So don't listen to him.
Then we shortly considered... Two boys, one mic.
No. We did not. We didn't even discuss that.
Yeah, David liked that one best. No. But anyways, we finally decided we had to make this name happen because a couple reasons. We kept hearing different shows, other podcasts have lists of different things, and realized who doesn't love a top five list, a top anything list for that matter. And then...
Yeah, I mean, you could think of anything in the world and be like, what's the top five of that? Or like, just rank these. And you immediately have a conversation. You immediately have something to argue about. No matter how stupid it is, it's always something to get you going.
Right, and then ended up being perfect because we could only do this after work, hence the 5 o'clock. Arrive at 5. Arrive at a top five list. Arrive at 5 p.m. post-work. So we thought long and hard about what the first pod would be about. David wanted to do a podcast about all fall themed shit.
It's relevant. It's relevant. Okay.
I'm envisioning you with a nice cup of hot cider, like favorite fall colors: red, orange, yellow.
Yeah. Those colored leaves outside on a brisk fall morning. It's beautiful outside. Who doesn't love that?
Luckily, before we got too much at each other's throats on what the first podcast would be about. We had planned the trip to the state fair.
That's fall shit. That would be on the fall shit list.
It would just be one thing.
Yes.
And
it could be number one.
And if you've been to the state fair, you know
that it's not number one.
Well, that's true. But you know that the state fair has, good God, so much to offer.
Yes, yes. Just... feast or famine, literally. More focus on the feast, you know.
Man, all ends of the spectrum. God, I'm reminiscing now. The fair truly has it all. And so today we're going to get into some top five state fair lists. Now, this is specific to North Carolina.
We know we have a huge audience worldwide, so we're really only experienced right. with the North Carolina State Fair. You know, if we get enough suggestions from you guys, maybe we'll come check out your state fair. We'll build a list with you guys. Just shout us out. We'll get to you.
I mean, when you hear stuff you like, this is the kind of stuff you got to bring to your state legislature and say, did you hear about the North Carolina State Fair? They had this going on. Unfortunately, we're going to probably give you a list of some shit that you're going to say, wow, I'm glad my state fair didn't have that.
Yes. I want to be as far away from that as possible.
So we're going to get it started with top five best things at the fair. And I know we had discussed some honorable mentions. Do we want to throw those out first, or do we want to save those? Do they not even deserve to be mentioned until the top five has been discussed?
I'm going to be honest. I don't have any honorable mentions. It was hard
you
for me
bitch.
To find anything honorable about the state fair in general.
I don't
so,
disagree with that.
I struggled to get to five, so there's no six. We're done at five.
Let me just delete my honorable mention here.
Nah, if you got something good, shout them out.
Nah, we'll hold off on the honorable mention.
Okay.
We'll hold off on it.
If it doesn't make the list...
Yeah, the fact that I'm hesitating is telling me it doesn't deserve to be mentioned. So, top five. Let's start from five down.
All right.
You want to get it going?
Of course. All right, my number five.
Number five!
Crafts, goods, artisanal bullshit. You know, you're walking through the tents, you got all the stalls, you got somebody selling jam, somebody's got, you know, home-baked cakes, you see some patchwork quilts over there, you
Ooh,
know.
Patchwork.
Yeah, you know, all kinds of home good stuff.
Okay, okay. Man, that's a, I guess I'm thinking that's a broader category there,
broad,
because I'm
broad.
Thinking of so many cool ass crafts I saw, and some of them warrant their own consideration as like a list. Did see last night, don't know if I pointed this out to you, a mobile of a big ass Pokeball right in the center, and hanging around it were just all of these different Pokemon. My kid's gonna make that. It's gonna be in the state fair in, you know, 10 years probably.
Yeah, first prize. The one that stuck out to me was the Legos. So
yeah, I didn't see that exhibit.
Really?
Yeah, really. There were 300 other booths. I must have missed that one. Crafts. Okay, okay. I've got something similar later. I'm eager to compare those. Top five best things to the fair. My number five has got to be the man guessing age, weight, and birthday as people walk by. And here's what I'm going to say about this guy, because I'm really full of emotion thinking about those three people who just stand at the point of the fork in the road as you are trying to walk and enjoy the fair with your friends, and you just hear a guy yelling out, you know, hey, tall guy, let me guess your height, or shit like that they think is super clever, but in reality is just dumb.
Oh, we will hear more about this later.
I've got more on this actually also. But here's what I will say is that it is, when you step back and remove yourself from, you know, from that guy inside his apron taking dollar bills, it is pure...
just pockets stuffed with cash.
Clearly going to the strip club right after.
Just robbing people left and right.
It is pure gold to watch, because you have people that come up with God knows, wearing God knows what, you know, women in cowboy boots and mullets and full mustaches that are like, you cannot guess what birthday month, what month I was born in. And they are just genuinely shocked when he's like, yeah, you were clearly born in November. They're mystified.
Yeah. Little do they know that she had November tattooed on her forearm.
To be fair, some of the women there probably didn't know they had those tattoos on their forearms.
Yeah, her middle name is actually November. So it was a pretty close giveaway.
November, probably 9 months after the Daytona 500. Just an easy dead giveaway. That's all they know. Okay, moving on. What's your four?
Number four, animal races. Animal races. See them pigs running around, man.
I know. See those pigs
going crazy. Yo, have you ever seen a duck race? Whenever they race the dogs, those get crazy too, man. It's wild. Maybe throw some money down on that. You know, meet a carny under the bleachers. put 20 bucks on the
carny
fat one.
Funny enough, I was going to actually also have this on my top five, but haven't seen any of the animal races in a while, and so I felt a little guilty putting it down there. David had the great idea yesterday when we were discussing this of having a fantasy football draft order determined by a pig race. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Pig race.
Have to consider that in the future. Yeah, pig race is pretty awesome. I imagine lots of people circle around for those.
You know it.
Can get on board with it. It's a good one.
All right, what's your four?
For my number four, I have specifically the Village of Yesteryear section of the fair.
Antiques.
They're antiques.
Oh, shit, everywhere.
You know, there are very specific requirements to set up a booth in the Village of Yesteryear.
No.
First and foremost.
You're the fair expert.
First,
lay it on me.
First and foremost, you have to be over 100 years old. That's the very first requirement. to get in.
Okay.
And then here's the thing that I think is actually cool about it. Everybody within yesteryear has their own obscure trade or skill that they're doing that is something
from
over 100 years ago, obviously, that you would never see elsewhere. So there are kids walking through.
What's some trades?
I'm going to give you some.
Okay.
Simmer down.
All right.
There are women carving wooden spoons. There are men. I was going to say doing something with soap, but I don't know if I actually saw that. Sharpening steel, making blades, maybe?
Blacksmithing?
Oh, yeah, blacksmithing, I guess, but I think that was outside. Okay, but also
100 years ago? Nah, man, they weren't then, 100 years ago.
No, that wasn't in the village of yesteryear, though. I saw people sewing, lots of pottery work, lots of pottery work. Some leather work, like, I guess.
Tanning.
Sewing up the leather, yeah. But, no, I think it's kind of cool that kids probably walk through there and see a lot of these trades for the first time, have probably never seen them before.
Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, and these 115-year-old men and women are just waiting all year to go to the village of yesteryear where they feel at home to showcase their skill. So,
are you dead serious? They really have to be over 100?
Are you fucking serious? You believe that? How many people do you think that are over 100 make it to the state fair?
Okay. Touché.
No, you have to be over 90.
Even still, that's
that's a real requirement.
That's
over
90.
That's
impressive. Very impressive.
I mean, people wheel them in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if they get it on their own.
Are they, like, talking and, like talking about the exhibits and stuff?
Yeah, very, very quietly. They talk about the exhibits. And
really?
They talk very briefly about this is how I'm, this is how I'm carving the soap. And if you look closely, you can see the beads of the lavender.
You gotta lean really, really close.
Yeah, just like that.
Just to hear the whisper on how to make this happen.
The village of yesteryear is really something, man. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I could live in there.
For joining NPR.
Hit me with your three.
All right, number three. It's broad again. I can narrow it down if you really want me to.
No. I want to hear what you got.
Just ridiculous fair food. Like, just the things that you can eat there that you cannot eat anywhere else. Anything fried. Name a type of candy bar. Throw it in the deep fryer. It's yours. Oreos, I know you like that shit.
Oh, love it.
Lord, cheeseburger, your buns or donuts, get out of here. Like, just ridiculous things you can't find anywhere else. Can't eat anything all day before because you gotta pig out. You gotta get wild. So it's just insane.
Yeah, the salt intake too.
Yes.
Just in one night, I mean.
Yes.
One of those, and this
sodium
year
through the roof.
Yeah, this year didn't even indulge in a turkey leg, but last year did, and just felt like, oh god, just felt like I was a slug the rest of the fair, basically.
Hot take: turkey leg overrated, super overrated.
Yeah, I think most people, like, after you have one, you don't need another one for a decade. You're good.
I would say the same. A decade.
Did see a friend of the show, Blake, get a Krispy Kreme burger last night.
Yeah.
Didn't try it. Looked wild, though. You know, I mean, it seems like it would make sense to have the sugar-salt combo, the sweet-salty combo going on.
Sweet and meat.
Yeah, but... God, sweet and meat. But, I don't know. It's still... Even that doesn't sound that appetizing. It's kind of crazy, I guess. You got to be in the mood for it. It's a fair food, like you said.
Yeah, it's a once-a-year type deal. Like, honestly, like, that's the only time you can handle it. It takes the whole year to recover from that kind of shit.
What all did you eat yesterday?
Speaking of Blake, after he ate that burger,
he
just walked around like Ricky Bobby, not knowing what to do with his hands. Until he could find a sink.
I saw him doing that. He was stuck in limbo between, like, should I suck my fingers off, but they've touched all kinds of nasty shit, or should I just walk around like I'm...
I'm holding invisible apples, and I cannot drop them.
Or like he was a Dragon Ball Z character just waiting to fire off some shots when he saw the right person.
Some hot takes, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, food's a good one. We're going to have some overlap there. I think it's okay to be broad on that one because you start listing out individual foods and this list could go for days.
I mean,
what food did you have yesterday, though?
I had a little bit of some different things. All kinds of fried shit. All kinds of fried shit. So, I had alligator tail.
When was that? I would try that.
I had alligator tail.
Okay.
Was it one piece
of the tail?
No. I wish, man. That's exactly what I thought and hoped that it was going to be. I wanted it to be like a huge kebab.
Oh, yeah. Damn, just the end of the tail. Yes. Like you were holding a trophy of that fucking gator that got... Never mind.
No, I understand. Yeah. But unfortunately, it was cut up into pieces and then put on the skewer. But honestly, man, it just tastes like... Like, this is super cliche. It tastes like chicken. It truly did. It tasted like chicken.
Oh, God. Okay, what else do you have?
Got these crazy French fries. Got...
What's crazy about them?
That we just watched them cut them just right there. In the fryer.
Okay. Didn't they have the swirl cut fries?
They did have those ribbon fries.
Ribbon fries, yeah.
Ribbon fries. Then got these hush puppies that had pimento cheese, jalapenos, and bacon.
Austin had those. Friend of the show. Fried. Austin, friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show.
He had those. Wasn't that impressed by those.
No, they weren't that good.
General consensus is that it was like eating the dough.
I wasn't impressed by anything that I ate. Oh, also, frozen banana.
You seem to really enjoy that. I remember seeing you down that one.
You enjoyed watching me eat it. It was really uncomfortable. I had to turn my back.
I took a couple pictures of you eating it because it looked like you had done it every day of your life, man. You honestly, you destroyed the banana.
No. I offered it to everybody, and...
And then you just waited for them to say no and took it yourself, man. I saw you.
There were a couple biters.
So, even though you have food as top five fair thing, you weren't that impressed by the food, correct?
Yeah, because it's in the top five based on the concept, because it's the once a year, it's the splurge. Sometimes you can nail it. Sometimes you can get the best shit you're going to have all year, and then sometimes it's like this year, and it's underwhelming.
I'm thinking if I gauged...
It's real hit and miss. It's real hit and miss.
Yeah. I'm thinking if I gauged by first time I ever had fair food, like first time I ever had a deep fried Oreo, holy shit. Like, it would be number one,
right?
Hands down. It was the best thing I'd ever had at the time. It was unbelievable.
Right.
Now I've got it, you know, penciled in on my calendar. Like, fair time is the only time of the year I'm having it. I know it's coming, so I'm looking forward to it for that. But everything else I kind of know about now.
Right.
So I see where you're coming
from. Oh, yeah. Or like when you're a kid, you get that turkey leg for the first time, and you're like, I'm a freaking caveman right now. You see me with this thing?
And you have the ultimate metabolism,
and you're
just looking around like,
on
fuck you guys. Yeah, I'm going to burn this off.
Gnawing it off.
Yeah.
All right. Give it to me. Number three.
Number three. My number three is broad. Ba-bum-bum! Is broad because my number three is the massive veggies that are going on at the fair. I should say fruits and veggies, really. But
the
I'll get specific.
Setters.
It's the huge-ass pumpkins and watermelons. They're unbelievable. They are overwhelming to look at. And just the sheer girth of those things, man. There's no other word to
very
use.
Very girthy.
Yeah, no
very
other word
girthy.
To use. And every year, it just seems like you walk by them and have to take a picture, because when's the last time you saw a 2,000-pound pumpkin? Oh,
last
yeah, exactly
year.
Last year.
It was
so
last year.
You got to get an updated picture on your phone. And
this one is 2 pounds heavier.
World record! One thing I think is cool about those specifically, though, is that they sell seeds of each of the, you know, record pumpkins or watermelons. And so I'm envisioning like a little kid who says, you know, oh, let me buy a seed, Dad. And mom or dad says, you know, sure, we'll take it home. It's obviously not going to grow into anything. And then imagine them planting it by their house. And then it's a 1,000-pound pumpkin a couple weeks later. Man, be wild. And crazy that they have to move those with forklifts. Like, they put them on.
Oh, how else would they move them?
Oh, I mean, yeah, but still, it's a forklift. You're using a forklift to move a watermelon, dude.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they at some point, I guess, realize
it's
this,
not on my list, so I'm...
Yeah, now I feel like I need to justify it more, if anything. I just think at some point when they realize this is going to be, you know, a state record type thing, they have to go to the trouble of going and getting a pallet and then putting the item on a pallet. And then from there, it becomes like super special care to that. They have to cut all the other watermelons or pumpkins off of that vine so it gets all the nutrients. I assume that's what happens. I don't know. It seems likely, though. I got a couple farmer contacts.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old McDonald.
Young Herbology over here. Just crushing.
What a rap name that would be. Young Herb.
Young Herb.
Number two.
Okay, this one is kind of obscure. I would be very, very surprised if it's on your list. But how everything looks at night. How everything is lit up. You got all the colors everywhere. You got the fireworks overhead. Everything's just lit up. You're walking around in just a trashy, deep-fried wonderland. Just neon as far as the eye can see. Just endless possibilities as long as you have enough cash.
What? As long as you have enough cash. That says it all. Man, yeah, that's very all-encompassing. I feel like that's very big picture of you to say.
Yeah. Like, when you're up on the Ferris wheel, like, at night, and you just look down, man, it's all just lit up. It's crazy.
Yeah. I hate to argue with that one. I mean, it's true. Just the overall ambiance of the fair.
You can argue with it. It's my opinion. No, I don't give a shit.
No. I think I agree with you. It's when you roll up to it at night, it's cool to look from the road as you're driving in, like, yeah, look at that. It gives you childlike excitement to think, yeah, I'm about to be in there.
Right, or like when we turn that corner and we look down to all the food stalls, oh, and yeah, all the lights are just lit up.
That's true.
On both sides, as far as you can see, it's just neon, it's just fluorescent. It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful. Yeah, part of you wants to just sprint to it. Do you want to bask in that one anymore?
I'm basking.
Okay, all right.
I'm basking right now, okay. Baby. You can't stop this shine.
Bask, baby, bask.
All right, what's your two?
My two? We have some overlap for the first time in the history of a rabbit five. We have overlap in the list.
Burr, burr, burr.
I have fair food. That's number two. All also right. Have general fair food. I'm trying to think if there's anything we didn't touch on. There is. Nobody tried this last night. There is deep fried butter at the fair.
No.
I can't even imagine taking a bite into that.
I would not eat it.
It just sounds like it's something that would be repulsive at first teeth impact into the butter. Do you think it's soft butter or do you think it's melted within inside that?
Oh, I bet it's like a Twinkie. But the cream is butter.
Ugh.
It's just a stick of butter.
I mean, yeah. Oh, God. Can't imagine that.
No.
Sounds gross. Don't want to imagine it.
All right, good pick for number two. Good job.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned that just because it was a good point of conversation. But, you know, there are lots of good foods. The roasted corn, deep fried Oreos. We'll move on. We've already discussed those. Bringing it in, the
number
first
one.
Ever numero uno.
Number one.
On the Arrive at Five podcast, number one.
People watching and or eavesdropping.
Yes, I'm going to jump in. What? It's also my number one.
Yes.
Man, so, oh God, go ahead.
Okay.
People watching
and eavesdropping. Lord have mercy, the sights you see, the things you hear. Like I said, once a year. I could not handle this more than once a year. Lord have mercy. Okay, so just quick story. I was walking through the fair, had this couple right behind me, very obviously on like a second date.
That's one of my exact example. Keep going.
Yeah, so because, you know, they definitely knew each other, but I could tell by the conversation they were still asking questions to get to know each other and stuff.
The best kind of conversation over here.
Oh, man, yeah, it was great. So they were just talking about like, oh, what do you want to do at the fair? Oh, I don't care. We can do whatever. Is there anything that you want to do? Oh, yeah, I don't care either, blah, blah, blah. So
Jesus Christ,
the girl says, we can do anything. I don't care about rides, blah, blah, blah. But one thing, the only thing I have to do is I have to ride the zipper. And for those of you at home that don't know what the zipper is, it is the most horrifying ride you could ever imagine in your life. So you are in a metal cage. You are in a oversized dog kennel, strapped in. And you are rotating, just spinning forward, doing front flips and back flips, front flips and back flips. You're going around a track. So now you're going up and down, left and right, and that track is rotating. So you are...
Everything's on a ball and pivot. Everything's spinning.
Yes, I didn't realize you could spin in more than three dimensions. Somehow you're spinning into the fourth dimension. If you've eaten within 6 hours before riding this ride, you are wearing whatever you were eating.
That deep fried butter is all over you at this point.
It is all over you. It is all over everyone else that rode the ride because you're spinning so many times that you are just flinging it like a blender with the top off. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is the one ride that she has to ride.
So my guy is stuck here, right?
So he's like, if I'm this guy, I'm just walking away. I'm like, look, this is only our second date.
You know what? Nah, I'm good. I'll just call it.
You are obviously way too advanced, way into things that I am not into. But this guy goes, oh yeah, that's fine. I don't really know what that is. I've always come with like my nieces, so we just kind of play the games and stuff. But I'm up for whatever. Yeah, I'll do that. So
he thinks he's good. He's thinking it's nothing. Obviously.
My guy is gonna go to the restroom, Google the zipper, and then he's lucky he's going to be in the restroom because he's going to shit his pants.
Yeah, that sounds very indicative of things that are happening all around you.
So yeah, fair. People watching and eavesdropping.
Yeah, my examples were just the classic scenes that you see, and one of them was like the preteens on their first and second date being awkward as hell, walking around like trying to decide whether they're gonna hold hands without fingers clasped or whether they're gonna go full clasp if they're on like date two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then
are they gonna go on the Ferris wheel or not,
right? Or are they gonna fuck around and go on the zipper, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
But then you've also got the classic family that's got three kids and all three of them have just eaten a full bag of cotton candy, so they're just like sprinting circles around them, like running into different booths, and
they might as well just injected sugar.
Exactly, they just doped up right before they got into the exhibit section. So those kids are sprinting around, and
you
then
got the kids on leashes that are just like pulling because they're hopped up too, but they just don't have the free range of motion.
Yeah, my favorite might be the woman who comes with her, you know, one or two kids, you know, modest family. They're thinking they're going to come have a good family-oriented time and get home by 8. And that's the family that's walking out with like 6 stuffed animals. The mom's carrying all of them. She's got a brand new fish, Gideon, that she doesn't know what she's going to do with. She's got no accommodations for this poor fish at home.
I know, poor
living
Gideon.
In the bathtub for the next 3 weeks probably.
Oh gosh. Then they're not going to bathe. The kids are going to be stinking. It's...
Jesus Christ. Sheets are getting filthy.
She did
couch
not
is
sign
getting
up
filthy.
For this when
no,
she went
had
to the
no
fair.
Idea what was coming. Yeah, so people watching, good consensus number one.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. What a way to ring it in.
Jesus Christ.
Good stuff.
Can't make this shit up. That's the top 5 best things at the fair here. Jesus, we are at 29 minutes of recording time.
We're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing something. We've talked for 29 minutes about top 10 best things at the fair, really. So we're going to transition to...
Yeah, set of the top 5 best, the top 5 worst.
Top 5 worst. So that's bottom 5, right?
No, it's the top 5 worst things.
So the bottom 5. Like if you ordered all the things at the fair from greatest to shittiest, these would be the bottom 5 to clarify, right?
No, but but what we're doing is the top 5 worst. So we're doing the worst, so then it's the top 5 of the worst.
You know what? The podcast is just arrive at 5. So let's do 5. There'll be the 5 worst. Who's to say whether best or worst, but the 5 worst.
Yeah, top 5 worst.
Top 5, well, yeah. Bottom 5, 5 worst.
All right, so of our top 5 worst, what is your number 5?
My number five, the fifth worst thing at the fair. The man guessing the age, weight, and birthday of everybody walking by. Now, let me hit you from the other side, because I know what you're thinking. What if you are the guy walking by with your girlfriend, wife, and these people won't fucking leave you alone with the, hey, tall guy, yeah, you, tall guy, let me guess your height.
That doesn't happen to me.
It's, yeah, I know, I hate that for you.
I'm average, I'm not short, I'm average.
Hey, average guy, let me guess your height.
Yeah. He would just say, hey, is that Brad Pitt? Brad, come over here.
Yeah, seems likely.
How much you weigh, $160? Nah. Not at all.
Yeah, my point is that you're on one of the two sides of these people. Either they are hassling you, or you've moved past it and you are enjoying them hassle other people. So when they hassle you, gotta be bottom five. They're the worst. What's your number five?
Parking. Oh my god, I hate parking at the fair. You gotta park half a mile away. When I was trying to park, I went through six lots that were completely full.
That's unbelievable.
You always got to pay for wherever you park.
That's what I was about to say.
Just to park in someone's front yard.
Yeah. You know, I asked Megan.
But I don't blame them for the hustle. I don't at all. They probably made so much money.
Yeah. Listen to this. So I discussed with Megan, friend of the show, wife of the show.
Yeah, wife of the show.
Wife of the show. Anyways.
Yeah, whatever.
And nah, unfortunately.
Half the show. She's not wife of the whole show.
Yeah. Wife of half the show.
Yeah.
Wife of a quarter of the show.
My wife, Megan.
So, anyways, we were discussing whether the people collecting cash in front of businesses and at gas stations, A, how they get permission for that, and B, think about, like you said, how much money they make there. Is any of that reported, or are they just raking in this week a cool $10,000 from $20 parking people every single night?
Right.
We're talking about 50 cars, $20 a pop, every night of the fair.
And they're coming
in and
going.
Out. That's a good point. They're coming in and out. Going. So we're talking way more than 50 because 50 is parking capacity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's insane.
So much money.
It makes me want to buy somewhere nearby, just property, solely for the parking revenue.
Dude, and then you could even, like, Airbnb, like, one of your bedrooms or something.
Put a tiny house on it. Consider this. Tiny house. You know about tiny houses.
Of course.
Yeah. I'll show about them. Yeah, so that's the next business venture.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we sell
tiny house?
Well, that'll come after the property near the fair. Okay. Of course. Okay, gotcha. Keep these things in order.
Yeah. What's your four? Speaking of order, what's your four?
Yeah. Parking. Parking's a good one. Parking's my honorable mention.
Fair.
Oh, see what you did there.
Oh!
Ba-da-bop. My number four has got to be drinking limitations as I drink this beer. And here's what I mean by drinking limitations.
The worst. And unless you abuse the system.
Yeah, pro tip, everybody abuses the system.
No. Unless there's any cops listening, don't abuse the system.
Never abuse the system. Anyways, here are the drinking limitations. You go in through a tent to get to, what was it called? The drinking section had its own name. Anyways, you have to pass through a tent and
like
roped
a local
off
beer
area.
And wine.
Yeah.
Exhibit
My point
tent.
Is that it's secluded and it is very isolated with ropes and all kinds of stuff that isolate it from the rest of the fair. So they're already trying to contain you in case you get out of control after your one beer. Everybody knows that.
After your two drink limit, people go wild out.
Your limit is one drink. That's what I'm getting at.
I got two tickets.
You just went over cops listening. Why don't you simmer down? One was for Courtney, friend of the show.
Courtney. No, she got two. We both got two.
I got gypped. Anyways.
We both got two. Kyle got two. Kenzie got two.
Okay. It is very evident I got gypped at this point.
Friends
Anyways,
of the show, Kyle and Kenzie.
Friends of the show, Kyle, Kenzie. Friends of the show. You get one. I was going to say one ticket. I guess you could get two tickets. Regardless, the cups that you get your beer in inside are 4.5, maybe 5 ounce cups. So the pro tip here is you don't give your ticket to whoever is pouring your beer. You find the coolest
or I dumbest. Guess
interesting counterpoint. Yeah, the coolest or the dumbest. Or the temporary bartender.
Potentially all three.
I think your best bet is coolest. Yeah, could coolest be both newest and dumbest? Probably.
It was the case yesterday.
That's true. I don't want to single that guy out. He's probably listening at
this
point.
He was new.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Jacob, friend of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so they cut you off at one, two beer, and so it becomes a game. How are you going to, you know, get back in there, get your third beer, get your eighth beer? It's a whole thing.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was tough out there.
You gotta
it
took us your stamps off.
Yeah. God, back to college. It took us almost 2 hours to get our five beers there.
Yeah. Well, it took me less, but, you know.
No, you got two tickets.
Paradise.
Hit me with your three.
You mean my four?
I thought your four was parking.
That was five. We alternated this time.
Oh man, we are in for it now. Give me your four.
Number four of the top five worst things about the state fair.
These are only getting better.
How freaking expensive that shit is, man. Lord have mercy. And it's not because it's good. It's not because you're paying for quality. It's because they can. They're price gouging the shit out of you.
I was about to say, that is the definition of price gouging.
They're price gouging the shit out of you.
Yeah. At the grocery store, you buy a
it's a rip-off. Total rip-off.
Hot dogs for $2. At the fair, one hot dog and bun, $9.
Yeah.
That was actually Italian sausage, but I would imagine hot dogs similar.
Right. 20-ounce Pepsi, $3. No, it's not $3. They made so much money.
Yeah. Price gouging on food, he goes hard. I mean, it's probably the same with rides, honestly. I don't know the specific price of the tickets to new rides. We didn't do a ton of rides.
Honestly, probably same with all the artisanal shit I was talking about earlier. I'm sure that all that's super expensive as well.
The artisanal.
Yeah.
Is that a word or you just make it up?
Google it.
I think I might.
Made by artisans.
Artisanal. Yeah. So is there an I in between the S and the N? Artisanal.
No, artisan, A-L.
Oh, interesting. You had, okay. Artisan, A-L.
Artisanal.
That's something. Okay.
How else would you say it?
I really don't know.
Artisanal?
That seems a bit excessive.
God, I feel like that sounds super country. Artisanal?
Artisanal, get over here. Bring your sister. I heard that at the state fair last night. That's not made up, man.
Artisanal, get off that.
No, we're not riding the zipper. Are you crazy?
Artisanal, we ate 30 minutes ago.
Friend of the show, Megan, listen. Firstborn artisanal coming at you.
Friend of the show, artisanal, shout out.
Yeah, she's out there. Or he, she or
yeah,
he.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's non-gender specific. It's just one name like Madonna. It's just artisanal.
Good. I don't want to be limited.
Yeah. What's your three?
That's, oh God. Hell of a way to move on. Okay. My number three, I went with animal cruelty here. I really debated Lord whether I wanted mercy. To go down this path, but the more I thought about it, the more I decided it's unavoidable,
God,
man.
I feel terrible for laughing.
It's unavoidable, and I'll tell you why. There are.
I feel horrible. Just, it's not on my list. I feel horrible.
Right, you should. You should feel like shit. You know you are an active member of PETA, so you should feel terrible.
Sorry, animals. Shout out, fair animals.
You know, there are full
friends of the show
warehouses. We got full warehouses at the fair of animals in 3x3 and 4x4 stables where they can barely move.
Except for them $30,000 cows.
Well, they got a little leeway.
They got the
but
sweets.
What's worse than walking by a row of goats all with signs over their little kennel, not kennels, I guess stables.
Cages.
No, they don't have tops.
Cages.
Stables.
Stalls.
Stalls. That say meat goat. Right on them, man. They say meat goat.
They can't read.
I know, but It's the principle of it, man. Don't line it in front of them.
I know. It's adding insult to eventual injury.
Right. Eventual injury, indeed. And so that's only part of it, man. Then in other spots, they got ponies that are attached to their one, you know, centralized middle with arm bars coming out. And these poor ponies have walked in God knows how many circles during the night, just around and around and around and around and around.
And the little mini horses.
Having to listen to crying kids.
Little Sebastian.
Who were hopped up on cotton candy, probably beating, pulling their manes.
Yeah, those same hyped up kids just standing on the fence, just like screaming at it.
Yeah.
Telling his mom, I want one.
Artisanal can't live without a pony.
Artisanal, shut up about the horse.
We'll get you one. We'll get you one.
It's a mule. It's sterile. That's just a fun fact for the listeners out there. Mules are...
That's a bonus.
They're sterile.
That's a bonus. So, animal cruelty coming in at 3. Hate it for them. Couldn't have happened to a nicer crew of animals.
Yeah, I would say, for two active PETA members, for it to only be number 3, that's a tough look for us.
Well, you bet your sweet behind I reported it, so I mean, I'm okay with it number 3.
My number 3, I'll be short about it. We've already gone over it. The people in the booths and stalls harassing you when you walk by.
Yeah.
Hey, come play this game. Hey, tall guy. Hey, Brad Pitt. Come over here. Play this basketball game.
I had a nickel for every time I heard that last
night. I know, right? It's tough. It's tough. Yeah, just not a fan of it. Stop yelling at me. I'm not going to come over there.
Yeah. I only had $20 and I spent it all on this hot dog and water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any money left.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even pay to get in. I jumped the fence.
After parking 3 miles away, you were over it.
No, I jumped the fence with my car.
There was an entry ramp.
Yeah, parked on the inside.
Yeah. Well, you think we're done talking about that, but I'll be damned if I'm done talking about that. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Here's my number 2. And I said I didn't want to get into PETA last top 5, but this one's a little political. But I'll tell you what really burns me up. I support my Confederate heritage boots and stickers all over the place at the fair.
Oh.
Just the not, Confederate flag stickers.
Not friends of the podcast.
Not
friends of the podcast.
But seriously, they're everywhere. Just the glorification of this racist fucking symbol that Tom Tillis would be so proud of. That's just everywhere, plastered all around the fair.
Directly across from the North Carolina Democrats.
Right.
They're starting a turf war.
Artisanal's wearing a full rebel flag as her shirt, and it's just over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish that they would keep the political everything, and I'm not just talking about the Democratic, any of the Democratic boots also, away from the fair. Family fun. Get it out.
Agree.
We don't need that. No, I mean, we don't need it.
If anything, the state fair should bring the state together.
Inclusive. Bring them all in. Yeah. Everybody's welcome here at the state fair, as eclectic as it gets.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll move on from that. We won't stay on that one. It was a bit much. Stickers everywhere. Stickers burn me up.
Yeah, I will have to say that. Well, on a related note.
Oh, good.
The smell of shit everywhere. Everywhere.
Okay.
There's animals everywhere, so there's shit everywhere.
Yeah, they're
all over the place.
People that smell like that everywhere.
Yeah, people smell bad too. Honestly, there's not really much more I can say, but that's number 2.
Yeah. No.
Oh, not even on purpose. That's number 2.
Hey, look at that. Nah, you thought of that before, man.
Not at all.
No, I don't believe you. You planned that. Look, I see in your notes, make joke about it being number 2. Yeah. Not clever. Here we go. Number 1. My number 1 is the fair games also. And my main issue with the fair games is that they're all unwinnable. Don't start.
Blair is only making this number 1 because he did horrible at a basketball game last night.
You know, I'll get to the basketball game in a second.
Trying to shoot a watermelon into a watermelon-shaped basket.
No. That might be easier than what I was trying to do. I was trying to shoot a perfect sphere that was a basketball into a watermelon-shaped basket.
Over-inflated one.
So, all of the games are unwinnable. There's probably no game worse than the game where you have to throw the rings on the bottles.
On the bottles?
No one's ever done that. The only rings that are on the bottles were very clearly hand-placed on the bottles before the fair started.
What makes me wonder is, how are so many people walking around with these huge Rastafarian bananas?
Actors, man. They give those away. They pay those people to walk around with those animals and say, hey, I won that at the ring toss over there.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, you can have this if you walk around with it for 3 hours.
Yeah, we'll say I've always wanted to just buy $20, $30 worth of buckets of the rings and just throw them all at one time onto the bottles.
Shotgun approach.
If that wouldn't get one on, what would?
No, it wouldn't. I would be willing to put money that if you did that, not a single one would land on it.
Are you serious? You don't think one would?
Yeah.
I have been arguing that these are all unwinnable, but I feel like surely that would
do
the
trick. Do we have to go back to the fair?
We'll go back to the fair next week's podcast. Update on the ring game. Yeah, so let me address the elephant in the room. I did play the basketball game last night. It was only $1.
And lost.
I walked by, and there was a poor child shooting the basketball who obviously couldn't get it in. Mm. Probably thought he was good at basketball.
Like you.
Okay. Are you done?
Nah.
Okay. So I asked the guy, because I wanted to be straightforward. I said, are those regular rims? They look identical from the front. To be fair, just
like he's gonna be honest with you. You think he's gonna say, "Oh yeah, they're totally regulation." You think he's gonna be like, "Nah, I actually bent these myself this morning."
No, I knew he was gonna be honest. That's why I asked him. So he said they are non-regulation, and then he proceeds to point to the corner of the backboard. So I fucking take out my binoculars and look, and in size 8 font on the backboard, it does say,
non-regulation.
Tiny in the corner, non-regulation rim. Now, that didn't stop me. I obviously still bought the balls.
Right.
Got close on 2 shots. No cigar this year, but I'll be back.
Not close on the other 8. It was tough.
Okay.
It was really tough.
I wasn't going to share those. Go ahead. It's to you.
Number 1.
You're number 1.
So I know my number 1 on the top 5 was people watching and eavesdropping.
Okay.
But my number 1 on the bottom 5?
Not top 5.
Is all the crowds of idiots that are around you constantly when you're at the fair.
They're everywhere.
I hate it. I hate it. You gotta dodge everybody. Some are walking really slow in front of you. Some decide they want to just completely stop.
In the middle of the rows. Middle of the rows, people stopping.
And it can be a group of 10 people, and they're just like, nope, we are blocking off half of this walkway right now. It's tough.
Experience,
I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
Number 1 worst thing about it. Can't stand it. I don't know if I get anxiety or if it just makes me mad, but I'm just like, everyone here is so stupid.
Yeah, probably a combination of the two. Nothing worse than when they congregate in the bathrooms, too. Like, that's the one place I want to get in and get out of.
Right, right,
and
right.
And meanwhile, there's a whole crew of people just discussing their life story by the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Always.
Because it's always the meeting place. Yeah, we'll just meet up by the bathroom.
Yeah, what better place to meet than the actual smelliest place in the whole fair?
Smelling like shit everywhere.
Yeah, back to your number 2.
Number 2.
Look at that. Good ending. I always sync those up.
That's it.
I think we're done.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for tuning in.
First pod in the books. Wow. Yeah.
If you're still listening right now, well, we really appreciate it. We're hoping to have another episode for you guys soon. So, just wanted to shout out Lil B the Bass Gun. Shout out Dale Earnhardt Jr. Shout out Ian Carmel. Shout out John F. Kennedy. There was a second shooter. What if I just came out like low key as like a Kennedy conspiracy theorist at the very end right now?
Honestly, I'd keep listening at this point. I'd be like, wow, this took a turn.
But yeah, shout out to you, everybody listening. Really
shout out listeners.
It.
Shout out Artisanal.
Artisanal.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, hopefully. Thanks for listening.
Adios.